In this era of Pro Tools, auto-tune, and one-hit wonders created on a MacBook, the synth-pop trio Churches with a V embraces technology. That doesn't mean they can't deliver on stage, too. Three Glaswegians, Lauren Mayberry, Ian Cook, and Martin Doherty, make up the group, and in less than 2 years, as a band, they have joined the ranks as some of Glasgow's most successful musical wonderkin. Church's freshman album, The Bones of What You Believe, is out this week.
I think technology is a very important part of modern music in general. I mean, if you think about it, the mixing disc is technology, the piano is technology, making music involves machines and equipment. I don't see how it does anything other than enhance creativity. To be honest, it opens up the floodgates to possibilities that just aren't an option in the kind of acoustic realm.
You have effectively have a recording rig out on the road with you if you have a laptop and a small interface. You know, that one day that you're in the mood and you've had a good rest, you open the computer and maybe write a song.
By the Throat is probably the song on the record that has the coolest backstory, because we recorded the main vocal line for that in a motel room in El Paso on a travel day, and then it was of good enough quality that we were happy to put it in with all the rest.
The music that sticks in my mind from the 80s is the stuff that kind of buries in your head, especially stuff that was movie soundtracks from the time. I've never said this before, but we've been trying to draw inspiration from that song from Ghostbusters for years.
Saving the day.
Dun, 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 dun.
Of course.
Dun, dun. That's where those verse stabs come from. They're not the same actual harmony, but the rhythmic stance is the same. That you should go, oh, come in misery, where you can seem as old as your omens, and the mother we share will never keep your proud head from falling.
One of the things that we try to do is kind of balance the light with the dark. I think Guns are a really good example of that, because arrangement-wise, yeah, it is one of the lighter, poppier moments on the record, but lyrically and in terms of the production and how hard we're pushing things, it's probably one of the hardest and the darkest songs as well, lyrically.
I guess what's been interesting for me with that song is that I think a lot of people have interpreted it as being written about a relationship or written about a guy, whereas I wrote it about something else. It's not like I'm instilling a great amount of importance in myself or the lyrics that I write, but I feel like what the songs mean are important to us at the time when you're writing it or when you're recording it or when you're performing it. But at some point there's like a transfer of ownership of the song, so it doesn't necessarily matter to the people that come to the show or the people that love listening to the record what those songs mean to me. It kind of matters what it means to them, and I think that's quite a powerful thing.
And you can watch a video of Churches performing live in the studios of Minnesota Public Radio on one of our websites, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.